Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. I'm with your host, Shalina.
Hi.
How are you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Yeah, it's we're getting into the busy season, right? So it's kind of nice. Weather's getting better, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there's lots of networking happening right now.
And why do I feel like this week's topic has something to do with networking?
Because I want to talk about business cards. I see a lot of them when I'm decluttering and organizing people's houses and offices. And it's a thing I see and people discuss while we go networking when they find out what I do. And it's an issue for a lot of people. So I want to talk about the three steps of how to deal with business cards today.
Ooh, there's a three-step process.
There is. It's really easy. So when you go to networking events, there are different kinds of people that network, right? So we've talked about that.
Offline.
Yes, offline. There's the hunters and the farmers. So there's hunters who will go to networking events with a mission of meeting the right people, giving their business cards and talking about themselves, right? Then there's farmers, which is the kind of person I am, I think, who ask about other people's business, talks to various types of people because you never know who might give you business or talk about your business to other people. And you start having a connection and a relationship with people. So there's, you know, different ways of networking and there's different people you meet. And when you go to these things, you'll often find with hunters, they love giving you your business card, even if you haven't asked for it, which is one of my pet peeves. Unless I've asked for it, do not give it to me because I'm a declutterer, so I will declutter the business cards, which we'll talk about later. It's still in this region a thing to give business cards. In a lot of other regions, it's not so much now. People just say, give me your name and then add them straight away on LinkedIn or share, airdrop, you know, your contact cards to each other. So that's a great thing to do. But there still is this kind of stigma of doing things electronically. So people expect to be given business cards here. When you get business cards, what I do is, you know, you usually have that networking event and you're standing around talking and you get given lots of business cards, and then there's usually somewhere to sit afterwards, right? There's either somebody speaking, so you're at a table and, you know, sitting down, or you can go somewhere else afterwards. And what I do, I get the cards out and I put them into three different piles. So there's A, B, and C. So A are the people you want to keep their contact details in your phone. You want to connect with them. You want to talk to them. You want to email them. You've already discussed it between each other and said, well, there's possibility of doing business. They're the ones you want to save onto your phone straight away. So what you do while you're sitting, listening to this person talking at this event, you add those, that person's details. Either you can scan the the card using one of the apps, or you do it manually, but add it into your contact system straight away, and you make a note on the card to contact this person. So you keep that card for now because you're going to contact that person. The B pile are the ones where you're interested in who they are. It could be valuable for your business or for personal reasons. There's something, you feel there's a connection, but you don't need to save their contact details for now. So what you want to do is add them on LinkedIn. So go onto LinkedIn, the app, straight away and get their names on there and connect with them straight away on LinkedIn. And sometimes when people still have that option that you have to put their email address in, which I find bizarre, because why don't you want to add more people? But anyway, you have the email address from the business card. So with that B pile, once you've added them to LinkedIn, you can throw the cards away. And then the C pile is the harsh pile, but that's the people you've talked to and have been so irritating, or you have no desire to ever do business with them because you don't trust them, or they just, it's not an interesting business, or whatever the reason. It's generally the people that were really irritating and were the hunters who were just thrusting their cards at you with no explanation. Those ones are the C pile. Those are the ones that I'm just going to throw away straight away into the bin. So with me, once I've done the ABC pile and done what I needed to do with these piles of cards, those cards don't go back into my bag. They go into a rubbish bin. So if I can, I will not take them even into my car, and they for sure will not get home because I have dealt with them already. And that's what everyone should do. So you don't deal with the business cards and then don't have a massive pile of cards later on to deal with. Because if you keep on leaving it and not dealing with it immediately, you then end up with this massive pile that you have to deal with eventually. So that's my trick for today on how to deal with your business cards.
So as with most advice, I think handling it right away is what matters. Because if you decide that you're going to do this later, you bring a big pile of business cards back home or to your office or whatever. And then, you know, as time passes, your memory starts to fade a little bit. You're not sure someone should be in the B or the C pile, you know, that kind of thing. And you kind of then just either have to chuck everybody or add everybody. And neither of those two things are a good idea.
And with a lot of it, if you keep it and don't deal with it, those people might have left those jobs. So there might not be any point in keeping their contact details. And the good thing is, if you add them on LinkedIn, then whenever they change jobs, you can have their details. And if you do need them in future, you can easily search them and then send them a private message going, hi, I need to reach out with you. Can you send me an email? Can you send me a phone number? So for a lot now, I don't save even their details in my phone, their contact details, because I know that if I do eventually need their details, I can just message them from LinkedIn. But of course, first check that they're on LinkedIn, because some people still aren't. But if they're not, then are they worth doing business with as well? Because they're not that savvy enough to have LinkedIn. But that's another discussion. So yeah, so that's my tips for today on how to deal with business cards.
Super, nice and sweet. As always, if you want to find out more about the show, you can visit declutterme.com/podcast. Yeah. We're available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any other player you prefer. And Shalina, where can people reach out to you?
So if you need help to deal with all your business cards and to organize your office, you can contact me at declutterme.com/contact. Or you can follow me on all the social media platforms at declutterme and send me a private message and I'll reply to you as soon as possible.
See you next week. Bye.